pretty spectacular. Andre Previn, in addition to his 10 Grammy Awards for four Academy Awards, excuse me, conductor, composer, and pianist Andre Previn has received the Austrian and German Cross of Merit and the Glenn Gould Prize. It goes on and on and on. He's a regular guest with the world's major orchestras and has held chief artistic posts with such esteemed orchestras as the Los Angeles Philharmonic. I mean, I could just read the whole thing. Anyway, this was a special commission for him to record, to create this by the Terezin Foundation. And their extensive liner notes, apparently this liner notes are written by Mark Ludwig, who is the creator of the Terezin Foundation, and he hosted this 25th gala. So, I don't even know where to go with all this. I want to read you a quote from Dr. Anna Ornstein. She's a Terezin Music Foundation educator and board member. She said, "When the Hungarian police ordered us out of our homes, when over 100 of us were stuffed into an airless cattle wagon, and when we smelled the black smoke in Auschwitz, each of these times, I wondered whether anyone in the world knew what was happening to us, and if they did they care? Even after arriving in this country, I was convinced that nobody cared. The Terezin Music Foundation, or TMF, has proven me wrong, but TMF has done more than keep the memory of those terrible events alive. Music also heals the wounds created by our losses and by the callousness of an indifferent world." So this was a spectacular evening. I met some wonderful folks, and just the music was unbelievable. Anyway, I did find more information about Lee Genesis. I just wanted to share that with you briefly. Two very close friends, this is a quote from Sue Eau Claire, close friends have passed. They were longtime partners, lovers, and got married a few years back after one of them had been hospitalized by a massive stroke. Their names are Lee Genesis and Bob Leach. Both were amazing artists. Lee passed about a week ago, and Bob was so devastated, he was caring for him for a couple of years, that he had a sudden heart attack on Sunday. So now both are gone. Here are two amazing photos, which she posted. And he performed at Johnny D's in 2007. That was where I heard him and where I met him. And what a sad loss. So I'm going to play another thing from this CD, which is, which one did I decide to play? I'm not sure which one I have this in. Let's see. That's the Andre Previn. Okay, so it must be this one. And I think I wanted this one. Hopefully that's the right one. Let's see. Yes.
we're just hanging on, facing our fears and standing out there alone. I'm yearning, and it's real to me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What is fair? We walk blind and try to see, falling behind in what could be.
Fabulous. So two things that I think we can be, you know, some of us can be happy about is that the the voting on lifting the charter cap went down. So vote no. So I'm, as an educator, I'm very happy. I work in a public school and I see the need for the funding that was supposed to be coming from the charter schools, which hasn't been, not to be having more money diverted. So that's good. And also that the marijuana, recreational marijuana, has passed. There was a lot of opposition to it by some clergy and some of the medical people, but there were other medical people who said no, you know, that this is not a sane policy. And I tend to agree with that opinion. So, you know, there was, and I think the one on farm animals having more space also was approved. So here's some numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Time for a stiff drink. 30% of American adults don't drink at all. Another 30% consume on average less than one drink per week. On the other hand, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of them, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. What? Oy, or a little more than 10 drinks per day. That's insane. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10%, okay, so that's exactly the same thing. Some numbers to think about. Well, you know, I think the alcohol lobby had a lot to do with trying to influence that, but they didn't prevail. So, okay, that's good, I think. So, because this evening of the music from the Terezin Foundation was so spectacular, I have from my interview with Mark Ludwig, who is the director, this wonderful CD, A Concert for Terezin with the Hawthorne String Quartet. And this was recorded, it was November 4th, 2002, benefit concert in the Spanish Hall of Prague Castle. The program features a mix of Czech and American composers, reflecting the rich bonds of cultural exchange between our two countries. It's a tribute to the legacy of the artists imprisoned in Terezin and the spirit of the Czech people in overcoming the tragedy of the recent floods. With deep gratitude to President Václav Havel and so forth, who wrote him a very lovely letter for that 25th gala, thanking him for raising over $25,000. This was after the floods swept through Prague and much of the Czech country, causing considerable damage to many cultural treasures, monuments, and precious archives. So, Terezin Chamber Music Foundation Director Mark Ludwig visited Prague and Terezin in late August 2002. Deeply troubled by the destruction and loss, he enlisted the support of the U.S. State Department to produce a tour of concerts in Prague and Terezin. Together, they designed these concerts to spread awareness of the great and urgent need for relief and to raise funds to assist in the restoration of the cultural legacy of Pamětník Terezin. So it goes on to give more detail. Anyway, just brilliant. So we're going to listen to this String Quartet number 3, Opus 46 by Victor Ullmann. And it's got several parts. And what does it say about Victor Ullmann? I'd like to share something about Victor Ullmann with you. Why isn't there anything about Victor Ullmann in here? Let's see. Oh, there is not. So that's sort of odd. He's the composer who perished in Terezin. Okay, well, we're going to play it in any case. And
thank you. have an encore that I think our ambassador will recognize.
Wow, that is the Hawthorne String Quartet with Roman Lefkowitz on violin, Mark Ludwig on viola, and Halden Martinson on viola, and Sato Knudsen on cello. And that was recorded at Spanish Hall in Prague Castle, November 4th, 2002. And produced by the Theresien Chamber Music Foundation. And this was a composition by Victor Ullmann, String Quartet Number 3, Opus 46, Terezin, 1943. Excuse me. Well, let's see. We have a little bit of time left. and as I'm... Okay, I know where I'm going to go next. And I'll tell you what it's about before we start, just because... This is a special CD, America's National Parks, what could be more appropriate? And this is going to be about Yellowstone, the first national park, and the spirit of America, the mountains, supervolcano caldera, and its ecosystem, 1872. And this is the Golden Quintet with Widada Leo Smith on trumpet, head, a director of the ensemble, and I'll tell you more about it after we hear it. Here on the voicemobile at WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
pretty stunning. That was the Golden Quintet. Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet, director of the ensemble, Anthony Davis on piano, Ashley Waters on cello, John Lindberg on bass, Fear Rowan, A.K. Leff, Akleff on drums, Jesse Gilbert, a video artist, okay, and the composition is part of this America's National Parks CD, and that was Yellowstone, the first national park, and the Spirit of America, the mountain, super volcano, caldera, and its ecosystem. Very interesting project. Well, we've got a few minutes left. We're going to play something from Metal na Madeira, Ian Facquini and Paula Santoro, and this is a very interesting project. I think I better just put it on and we'll talk about it if we have time afterwards.
Retorno à terra só com a paz que me restou.